A bright sunny day in Glasgow, and I'm outside Tramway, which is one of Glasgow's best contemporary art venues, and through an open door there is an entrance to an installation by the Swiss artist Christoph Butschel, and I've got no idea what to expect. Hello. So I'm coming in off the street, straight into a bar. Good morning. Ah, the telly's on. It's a Rangers bar, the Rangers themed bar here. And there's all the beers for sale, all the local stuff, the Tennant's Lager and the Stella Artois and lots of Rangers paraphernalia, and the football's playing on the telly. Ah, trust Adrian Serle to be in a bar at 11 o'clock in the morning. We have to go out again now. Oh, and there's another bar. Guess what? It's a Celtic bar. Come on, Celtic. No one behind the bar to serve me a drink, but that's probably quite a good thing. Oh, he missed the goal. Okay, we've done the bar. Where next? There's another bit, is there? Okay. Oh, there's a ladder at the back. I go through the bar. What happens here? I climb a ladder. Oh! As I poke my head out of this little hatch at the top, I seem to be at eye level with the ground of an indoor football pitch. And now I'm told I can't go up the ladder.
Somebody else said I could go up the ladder.
Okay, now I'm not supposed to. I have to go down again now. There was a fully functioning football pitch up there, but good Lord, I think I need a drink. What is this place? And why? Another entrance now. Grim looking. Nobody behind the desk to tell me where to go. Oh my God. I'm in jail. It's a prison. And it's one of those visitors' waiting rooms where they can talk to the inmates through a grill. There are rows and rows of seats divided by a wall and mesh. And how deeply horrible. And where do we... Suddenly, I'm in a big, open, echoing space. Part of the old tram shed. And instead of a tram, it's almost filled by the fuselage of a wrecked airliner. Just the shell with bits of the outer skin kind of twisting off it. The whole thing's empty, and just with all the internal wiring and the guts of the plane spilling out, the whole thing has been demolished and is surrounded, this fuselage, without no wings, by the rest of the plane, just gnarled and horrible bits of aeroplane everywhere, strewn with metal. Rows and rows of seats that look as if they've been bombed, blackened by fire. You imagine what would happen to a body that has lived through this deeply unsettling event. Rows and rows of tables with the smallest items, bits of the seat belts and hydraulics and unnameable parts of aeroplanes, as if a forensic examination is going on of what's been left behind. And now tables and tables piled up with personal items. You get on the easy jet to go off on your holes, and what you end up with is shredded t-shirts, bits of combat trousers, dolls, of course, blackened and wrecked, a kid's little rucksack, piles and piles of suitcases. And it's completely realistic, wholly and 100% realistic. Bushell is well known for these immersive installations, and along with people like Gregor Schneider and Mike Nelson, he really goes to town with something which is apparently real, but which is utterly a construction. But what price Mike Nelson in relation to this? It must have cost an absolute fortune. Offices to the side in these shipping containers that part of the installation is built in, and hard to know where to go, really. It's all completely unpleasant. Oh, is that the way out again? That's the way out again. But it seems to go on forever, this place. There are horrible, horrible little side rooms and dormitories. The whole thing is grubby beyond... Oh, my God. Rows and rows of aluminium toilets lined up against one wall, and opposite a kind of communal shower with a gigantic hose at one. What's that hose for? Is that for sluicing down the prisoners? Aye, just get me out of here. Just get me out of here. Oof. You can probably hear I'm becoming more and more unsettled the longer I go around. More muck. Great kind of huge sinks full of, and crates and cartons full of junked bits of aeroplane. Maybe it's all being recycled. Oh, and a hospital room. Oh, you wouldn't want to get sick in here. Just standing in here, it feels like you're going to pick something up. A row of beds. Old recycled hospital beds with rusted frames. Not long ago, earlier this year, Christoph Bushell built a sex club in the Secession in Vienna, a very beautiful building, the Secession. And he invited the local swingers to come and enjoy themselves. I can't imagine anyone enjoying themselves in here. And it was fully functioning, this sex club. And this looks like a fully functioning detention centre in which the labour of the prisoners is one of the most unpleasant of all. They're faced with death and horror. Maybe they are the surviving passengers of the plane. Who knows? I'm going to go upstairs now. There's a big staircase here. An autopsy room with a, you know, a sort of metal bed. Nasty tubes everywhere. Long, long corridors. Every room is more and more horrible. Below me, through the mesh floor, I see a dormitory with horrible beds. Maybe they kill people here and experiment on them. Cage-like cells, barely enough room to stand, let alone lie down. Oh, please, no. Help! Get me out! You could say that this is sort of a Ballardian prison, but everything's Ballardian nowadays, isn't it? I don't think J.G. would be altogether happy with the way in which art imitates literature, imitates the movies, imitates life. Is there a way out? Back the way you came in, he says. Maybe he's joking. Maybe I will never leave. Maybe none of us will ever leave. Horrible, horrible, horrible. As yet, this installation has no title. The artist has been toying with various names for it. And even though it's open to the public already this morning, we still don't know what this is called, and he isn't saying. Nor is he perhaps going to tell us what the real thesis is. Oh, there's those bunk beds again. Lightless, horrible place. Yeah, I'm back at the entrance again. I wonder if those bars are still open. I guess the bars are for the warders. They can have a bevy of six or seven before going back to humiliate and torment the inmates. Oh. Give me a pint of heavy, eh? I'm free! I'm free! Well, as free as you can be, Southside Glasgow on a Friday morning. Plumes of volcanic ash chasing across the sky from the Icelandic volcano. The street is somehow strangely deserted. There's no one around. Oh dear. I think it's the end of the world. There's a bus!